Sci-fi party line. Hi, and welcome to the Sci-Fi Party Line. This is Eric, and with me today is, of course, the very luscious cat.
I'm luscious, whoa!
Hey. And hey. It's just the two of us, so if you've been paying attention to the show lately, that probably means we're going to talk about Lost.
Woo!
Yes, we are.
That's right.
It's been a few episodes have passed since last we spoke about it, but the most recent one, as at the time of this recording, was the Across the Sea Man in Black and White episode. So, let's get caught up. So before we get to the main event in the most recent episode, let's kind of go over what we've just been through, because since our last recording, we had basically, essentially, two different camps on the island with Locke's group and Jack's group. But since then, they've come together. And what did you think? Because that was, I guess, a turning point
when
Jack decided to bring in his group and say, you know, follow me, but we're going to go meet up with them.
I didn't expect that. I expected them to fight to the end, but when they just like, yeah, we're going to join Locke, I didn't expect them to do that, and I did not expect what happened as a result of that, you know, if we're going to talk about that, but I didn't see that coming.
I was like, that's where we're going? But I guess, yeah, I guess that's where we need to go to speed things along and get to the point, considering there's so few episodes left. Might as well have both sides put all their cards on the table and try to, you know, there's Sawyer tinkering back there because, you know, he's trying to play both sides between Man in Black and...
And it didn't work.
Yeah, yeah, because basically Widmore and Black both betrayed him in a way, but then he was betraying them anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And there's this whole, like, realignment and, you know, in a weird way, it's called The Last Recruit, but in a weird way, like, Jack basically assembles his team from everyone who's left, and Man in Black obviously has his people.
I didn't understand the significance of the name Last Recruit. You seem to understand that a little bit more. What does that mean? Well, I didn't get it.
I think it was because, for the most part, it's called The Last Recruit because of the quote-unquote candidates or the people who have their names on the wall. Jack was the only one left who wasn't yet on board with Man in Black. Or at least, as far as Man in Black was concerned, he wasn't on board because he already had, like, Sawyer. He already had...
Well,
Jin was running around, but he had the Quans in a way because he thought he had Quan, like, on his side. So Jack was really the only one left that Black hadn't put his influence on. But
so this was the last recruit of Man in Black's team and not Jacob's team. That's why I was confused.
Right, right.
I was thinking it was Jacob's last recruit, and that's just
right,
not
right, because at the end of this episode, Jack finally concedes to Man in Black, all right, you know, I'm with you. We'll go along with your plan. So that was kind of like where Black was like, all right, cool. Now I got them all in my camp, so to speak. Now, following that, we get into the candidate, which this is another one of those milestone episodes of this final season, just like Ab Eterno was before it. This is probably, this episode probably packs the most emotional punch, has to be, since Ab Eterno, or some might argue, the most emotional punch thus far in the season, because it has such a high climax. But
yeah.
Because I didn't feel it coming into this. I didn't. There's no way that I saw that telegraphed. So, how did you feel about the candidate?
I thought it was really crappy that we had to endure Sun and Jin not being together for the longest time. And then the day after they are reunited, they both die. What type of crap is that? I mean, they're gone for us. At least they died together, but I thought it could have been selfish of Jin not to go and be with his daughter since he could have escaped, maybe, but he didn't have a breathing apparatus or anything, so he probably would have died anyway. So maybe he saw that and figured, okay, that's why, I'm gonna sit here and die with my wife. But I won't say it's shoddy writing, it's very good dramatically, but you just really hate to see your characters go like that. I did not see that coming, I agree.
Well, you said it was like crap that that's how it played out. I thought it was brilliant.
Well,
Brilliant. I
crap
thought it
in
was
that I'm
brilliant.
sad, crap in that it was sad, but brilliant. Yes, I agree with that it was very good dramatically.
Yes, because that's what I like in television, where in any television that I watch, where they do something, whether it's a happy or a sad incident, they do something that opens my eyes and makes me take notice and say, all right, this is something. This is something to care about one way or the other. And I think it's brilliant because not only because it works obviously emotionally for the audience, but it makes them a more tragic. It's like, why do they have to die at the end of Romeo and Juliet? Because if Romeo and Juliet don't die at the end, no one's gonna ever care about the story of Romeo and Juliet. Same thing here. This really helps to embed Sun and Jin as like this tragic love story, and it'll always be remembered that way. And that's why I think it's brilliant, because
So you think we wouldn't have remembered them as much if they'd stayed
absolutely,
alive and
absolutely, absolutely.
really?
Yes, because it's exactly what happened to me with Charlie, like earlier on, because I really didn't like his character at all, really, the entire first three
Oh, dude, he was
seasons.
hot.
And I don't even, and I don't even want to talk about him and Kate dating in real life like they used to. But anyway, it's not in the Lost universe, so it doesn't really count.
Okay, wow. I never heard that rumor.
But yeah, anybody out there, just Google. There's pictures. Ugh. Anyways, same thing with Charlie. I never really liked him. He always bugged me as a character. But the way he went out, oh, I loved that episode, and I loved what they
I
did.
think you
It
just like seeing people die because you were really impressed with how D died in BSG, and I was
No, it
that.
just depends
You
how it's.
just like death.
No, it's not just about death. It could be other things as well. It just has to be something that is not necessarily expected, is a bit gutsy, and is also poignant. That oftentimes that could be a death, but a lot of times they kill people off, and it's just ridiculous. Like Ilana, that's not
Oh
anything,
man, yeah, okay. I see where you're
It's
coming
not just a
from
death, but
now.
it has to be like it has to have some kind of relevance, and it has to make you go back and re-examine the character or something about them, and make you think about their life in this story or television show. And that's what happened with Charlie, and it worked, and I've always remembered him since, and he's always had a much better place in my mind. Otherwise, he would be a complete nobody, just like see, I can't even remember her. What was her name? Who killed
Oh,
Saeed's girlfriend? But the cop lady,
Anna Lucia.
Anna Lucia, exactly.
She died tragically.
Yeah, she did. But I mean, it wasn't a good Charlie death. It wasn't a good Sun and
Well, yeah, because
Jin death.
Michael did it,
So
so.
it's just like whatever, It's just like, oh well, she's gone, and kind of the same fate to Walt's dad.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like you don't even remember it. Like, I had to think about it. I was trying to think who could show up in the Flash sideways, and I was thinking maybe Michael, and then I was trying to think, but wait, is he dead? Is he, or in our regular timeline? I couldn't even
Yeah.
remember. I had to look it up.
Oh.
I had to
No,
look it up on the
he
internet because I
died in
couldn't.
that big explosion.
Yeah,
I mean,
I remembered after I looked it up, but see,
oh,
that's what
how
I
could you not
mean.
remember that?
Because it was just like,
Because it was the same
what?
explosion that Jin stayed alive in.
Because all I can
I mean, he stayed
remember.
alive in that ridiculous explosion. That explosion was ridiculous. There's
Yeah.
no way he was supposed to survive that. And he survived that, and they're stuck. I don't know, what was she stuck on? I don't know, a post or a railing or something. And she's skinny as I don't know what. I don't understand how she could could not wiggle her way out of that thing.
I understand it was ridiculous, but I mean, as far as that goes, as far as why she was pinned, but no, but it was perfect, because if she would have got free, it just would have ruined everything.
I wanted to see them reunite with their kid and live happily ever after.
See, that's what made it awesome, what you had originally brought up. The fact that they had been separated for so long, they just got back together, and then that's it. And that's what makes it special and poignant and memorable and, like, beautiful. And I thought that's just about the best possible way you could have, you know, tied a ribbon and a bow around that storyline. really.
Well, you're not mourning for Lapidus.
What happened to him?
Oh, really, Eric? Really? He got hit with a door and he drowned, I think, in the submarine. Like, when the water first
I saw it. I saw it.
I thought he's dead. He didn't wash up. He didn't wash up with everybody. Maybe his hair will be like a flotation device, that hair on his chest, and he'll survive somehow. I don't know.
See, and then let's just say he is dead. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's horrible, because
you didn't even remember. Because, it wasn't really...
No, well, it's not that I didn't... Because I remember him getting hit by the door, but I just kind of assumed everybody else survived, aside from Saeed, of course. Because I didn't have a chance to even think back and, like, do a roll call. And see, that's horrible. If, in fact, he is dead, that's... Yeah, because this is, you blink your eye and the person's gone. And see, that wouldn't be right. Yeah. So...
What about Saeed?
Wait, before we move on. See, Lupitas is the kind of character where you go, like, let's say he's not on the beach with them, right? You know, after the
sudden, that's why
they don't show him. Yeah, they don't show him. They just show Hurley and Kate, and Jack and Sawyer. That's all they show. So, but that's the perfect way to bring in a character who comes in to save the day at a later point. It's because you forget about him, you assume they're either dead or just MIA. That's the kind of person who comes in to save the day at the end. I mean, that's a possibility, you know.
Two episodes left. Do you really think that they're going to do that for Lapidus?
No, I'm not saying it's going to be like the climax, like in the finale, that Lapidus is going to like come in, like swing out on a vine. I'm not saying that he's going to be like the focal point. I'm just saying he's just another tool to help tell a story later. And this is exactly how you set those kind of little tools to help along the story in the finale or the next episode. Whatever the case.
Well, I hope.
This is just how you plant a little narrative helper for later. You know, because, yeah, to be very vague like that, to where he can have his little backstory of like, well, this is how I got out, or this is what happened, or.
They don't have a lot of time to be doing little cutesy stuff like that.
Oh,
though,
that's so true.
Right?
That's so true. I mean, because I've been surprised that they've gone this far without resolving the Flash sideways. Or letting it play out, because I kind of thought that would all be... I thought the whole Flash sideways would be wrapped up, I assumed, by the last episode before the end. That's what I had assumed. After the Desmond episode, I thought that things were going to accelerate quickly in the Flash sideways, but they actually haven't, which, yes, seems like there needs to be so much crammed into the end now. But the candidate was good. I really liked it. I think Twitter imploded, because I went to Twitter and I just saw like a big explosion for about 6 hours until Twitter came back online, because people just went completely nuts.
Was that a fitting end for Saeed, though? I mean, was it heroic? Did you like it? Do you remember it? What?
Well, because it was a little bit of a piece of chewing gum to patch something up, because they kind of give him like a multi-use death, because he got a little bit of redemption, you could say, because he had a little bit of change of heart at the very end. But really, he was more just their can opener to get out of the sub, because that was their way out. So, you know.
Oh God, I've never heard Saeed's death described quite that way.
Yeah, the martyring can opener. I mean, that's how he'll go down in history. But you know, that's what can you say? It was a plot device, but it's okay though. It's okay because maybe if there could have been a little bit more reflection, because I always felt sad about for him just with. Well, it gets confusing because now they've been focusing with about him and Nadia so much, but I used to focus more about him losing Shannon a lot.
Yeah, I didn't even bring that
Yeah,
up.
but I guess they
Yeah.
were just like, that's too much. It's too
It
much,
is.
too
It
much, too
is.
much. But
But they could
anyway.
have had like some awesome thing with Shannon and some sort of backstory and some weird something or another, unless the actress didn't want to be a part of it or something. I don't know. But
Could have been something
they
like that, because it is weird how they showed Boone like right from the season
Yeah.
premiere, but of course in the Flash Sideways it's like Shannon doesn't even exist in his world, if I remember correctly. Like, if I remember
Oh,
correctly, in this Flash Sideways they're not like step siblings or whatever. I could be wrong about that, but I
no, I
think
thought he was going to meet her or pick her up or something, and she was just talked about, but not in it.
not
I can't
sure
remember. I can't
not
remember.
sure not sure about that, but I thought he was in Australia for different reasons, but if they even said, but no matter, because now we're going to talk about the real deal, and that would be across the sea.
Across the sea, somewhere. Oh, waiting for me. You can edit that You
So
gotta snap your fingers.
what'd you think? Did this I mean, not that I saw it coming, I don't know if you saw it coming, but either way, did it deliver for you?
I did not expect this type of episode so far into this, so close to the season finale. It almost would be a throwaway episode if it were like maybe in season five or four or something, and it just seems filler. I mean, we got a little bit of answers, but they could have kind of told us that stuff in 5 minutes and had more action pack of something else. I didn't think they needed a whole episode dedicated to it. What did you think?
I liked that they had a whole episode dedicated to it, but I felt it was a bit squandered that they had a whole episode, because yeah, they didn't really fill it out, I don't think, appropriately.
Yeah, because like, what was the light? I still don't understand. Like, if the smoke monster is the smoke monster, why is the body laying in the cave with the mom? I don't get how that worked. I assume that because he split into two beings, one dead body, one smoke monster that can morph into, whatever he wants to, which I guess was his old original body. How does that work? How did him and Jacob, come back to be into this situation where, oh, I'm the smoke monster now and I can't leave this place. How was he seeing his mother leading him everywhere? Is that the way he's special? How does that carry on? How does Jacob project? I don't know, man. I had too many damn questions.
Well, see, I'm actually not worried about those things, though.
Really? That's not something that bothers you?
No, I was
Oh,
okay with
so I'm
those. See,
nitpicking?
I just felt,
Crap.
no, I just felt like, because like I said, I was mildly disappointed myself, but not for any of those reasons. I was just mildly disappointed because I don't mind the unknown parts and the speculation. I just felt like, just in the story itself that we were watching, there should have been more interesting events. The mystery was fine, but still, the story itself had to have more content for me. There was too much in with the two little emo boys and their stepmother. Oh, and then this is just me, probably. But as a production note, I've always hailed and lauded Lost in general for having some of the highest production values around on any television today. It's been that way since Lost first came out. But there's something that has always bothered me, and it's from a production standpoint. It's bothered me since the very first time that we saw Jacob and Man in Black on the beach in the end of series four. The very first time we saw them, and it's continued to this point. Their costumes don't look right to me. Any of the costumes from that time period of Jacob and Man in Black, of any of the episodes that they've shown them in the past. Yeah, I know they're wearing like, burlap sacks or whatever with armholes and neck cutouts, but it doesn't look right. It looks like they got it at, you know, I don't know, what would it be called? Like Refugee Limited at the mall, where it looks like it's completely brand new, like right off the store rack, but it looks, you know, like it's supposed to be
artificially distressed.
Yeah, exactly. And it's bothered me since the very first time we saw those two, and every single time we see them in the 200 years ago or more time frame, everything looks like that, and their stepmother looked exactly the same way to me. And it really, and again, it's just me because I'm probably just weird like this, it takes me a little bit out of the story because I'm like too focused on that, and I'm not paying attention to other things.
They seem like they took those costumes like from Xena and Hercules.
Yeah, you know, it's very reminiscent of that. By the, now that you bring it up, and it's also very reminiscent to me of like the old Bible epic motion pictures of like the 50s and 60s, with Charlton Heston, like Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments, because you knew it was like supposed to be like biblical times, but it's like Technicolor days, and so everything looks so perfectly, you know, tailored. It's like almost for the stage, like for the theater.
I mean, what would you want them to look like? I didn't care, honestly.
I don't know, because I don't,
how would you have them look? What does it look like?
What's his name? Ricardus. He looked, his costuming looked believable, like in his Abbott Eterno episode.
His costume.
He looked fine. I mean, he just looked like this, you know, dirty Spaniard, for lack of a better term.
That is an awful thing to say. I'm glad you're saying it and not me.
But I mean, he was very rustic. I mean, what else do you want to say?
Okay.
But Jacob and Man in Black have never looked right with me with their tailoring, and their mothers, obviously they inherited that from their stepmother because
well, they exactly made their own clothes. Maybe they try to address it with that.
I don't know. Look too perfect. Because somewhere there's a Beals on that island where they have that stuff ready to go, you know.
Yeah, the only thing that took me out was their shoes, because I was like, that, wow, too. they look the part, but they look brand new.
Yeah, they look like college professor footwear, Birkenstocks. Like, really? How does that figure? Yeah, it practically looks like they have rubber soles on their sandals. Like, don't like it. But yeah, so that, see, that's just like, I've diverted this podcast conversation. That's what happened in my mind when I was watching it. So now welcome to my world.
So was this boring? I don't know that anybody hated it, but I've seen a whole lot of, okay, WTF, what, I don't get it, what, you know.
Well, I thought it was more with WTF just in that, yeah, there's no way you could have predicted these types of revelations and answers. See, so I was okay with that stuff in general, but yes, I felt like it could have been more, and it lacked any kind of emotional anything. But see, that's, again, this is what separates a really memorable, significant episode from one that isn't. What made Abbott Eterno so brilliant for me, anyway, was the whole love story and the way it was sort of resolved at the end. If not for that, it just would have been another historical, just like this. And see, in this, what was supposed to be what grabbed you was how their stepmother wiped out that entire group of others.
Do we know that for sure, though?
We don't know that for sure, but I would say it's safe to assume. I actually, she may have even admitted it before she was killed.
Oh, okay.
May have. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't assume that. So we were supposed to feel that kind of devastation that Men in Black felt, I guess.
I didn't buy that, Eric, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't buy her doing that. It did not. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. I didn't buy the emotion, but why do you not buy, like, the reasoning for it, or
I buy that she, I guess, in theory would do it, but I mean, number one, she filled when does she have time to do all this? Because she filled a whole hole, dug out hole with rubble, and killed and burned an entire village all by herself, and then came home to look all dainty and whatever. I mean, I know she's a murderer, we know that, but I just did not get from her that she would do that unless she was a little bit, it looked like Smoke Monster did it. It looked like Smoke Monster. So unless she was Smoke Monster and nobody told us, I don't see how, it just did not ring for me. It did not.
Only just that, Yeah, I mean, that is a bit curious, filling in the whole hole like that. But the only thing I could
She didn't have any
say.
blood on her anywhere. Her
Yeah.
clothes looked like it came straight, unless she washed them. I don't know.
Yeah, but the only thing I can say is we don't know how much time passed at all from the time where Man in Black got knocked out to where he woke up again. And yeah, that is a bit weird. I don't know, but it's just that I don't. If it wasn't her, I don't see it being like Smoke Monster or any other entity.
I mean, it makes sense what you're saying. Yes, it does. It makes sense in the story. It was her, but I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know. Was it bad, right? Did somebody new write this? It just seems.
And I just think they
I
just
don't know
didn't
why
have a
nobody
better
had any.
idea. They just didn't have a better idea on how to, like I said, hit it home emotionally.
Didn't do it.
Because I guess, yeah, more of the relevance was just the revelations and not necessarily the story told itself. And I don't know. It was, like I said, it was okay. And I thought it a more interesting episode than others just because it's set so far back. And we can't even really tell because. Is this around 2,000 years ago? Because at first I thought it was more recent. Because at first I was very confused because I thought that their natural mother, I thought she was speaking Spanish at first, which didn't make any sense to me. How could she be speaking Spanish? Because then that would have to be like the last 500 years at least, and she didn't look Spanish per se. And but upon rewatching, I don't think she's speaking Spanish at all. Or
What was
she's
that? Because
speaking.
I
Oh,
didn't think she was
she's
either.
swole because they're
Latin?
speaking Latin. Yes,
Okay.
it just sounded like Spanish the way she said it, and the way she looks.
Dark haired, yeah.
Right, one might assume that she could be. I don't know. I was gonna say she could be of Egyptian descent.
Oh, here we go.
Well, because she has to be some, but it's but I was a little bit confused if the other camp were her other survivors. From the ship that she was on, or the vessel that she was on, or if they were some other group of settlers who had already been there. Not really clear on that. Because.
I thought the mother said that they came on the boat with the bad mom said that they came on the boat with the good mom.
Okay. So, because, like I was saying, if she was Egyptian of origin. Those characters didn't look particularly Egyptian. They looked kind of random amalgam, savage, Visigoth, barbarians. But I say Egyptian though because, that she knew Latin, she spoke Latin, so she was from that
The
region.
Egyptians did not do Latin. That would have been Greek or something, right? No.
No.
Early Rome or.
Yes, and Romans. Yes, Rome.
Yeah.
And they spoke Latin. And okay, anybody go see Gladiator or whatever. They weren't in Egypt, but he was like in northern Africa when he first started as a gladiator. And they were all under
Okay.
Rome's
Okay.
jurisdiction, let's just
I know where
say.
you go. Okay,
So
now I
all the
see. Because I was
officials
like, well, when
spoke
you say
Latin.
Egyptian, I'm thinking, okay, we're going,
But
pre.
think Cleopatra, though. Cleopatra and Mark Antony, because he's
They,
Roman.
yeah,
And
they may have.
because obviously we see where the Latin influence comes from their stepmother anyway, because she speaks Latin, and of course we know that Jacob likes to sprinkle in Latin here and there in the other episodes that we've seen with him. And we already talked about the, significance or tie-in to like the Romulus and Remus storyline, and they were twins, and here we go, they are twins.
Yeah, did Joe bring that up or did you come up with that?
Joe had already thought that was a possibility, and I just raised it again in our last episode.
When I saw that episode and I noted that the mother was not their mother and they were twins, and I was like, oh my God, Joe's a genius. Like, oh my God, she knew all this crap already. And.
And they did have one of those Roman type knives, although it was not the ceremonial one that we've seen
Actually,
previously.
Eric, we were talking about their costumes. Weren't they kind of Roman? Because of her hair and the
Yes,
way it was.
they were. Yes, they were. They were, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jacob's
But
always
I just thought
looked.
they were kind of peasant, and now upon reflection, they do look Roman peasant. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I never. It's just.
It just
Yeah, I
occurred
never
to
had any
me.
qualms with that. It just looked. They just looked too refined and not realistic, as far as, like, what you said earlier about the stress on the garment and everything doesn't look right to me. Looks really out of the 50s or something. 50s production values wise. But yeah, so those are some of those things that will probably be unanswered questions, once Lost is all said and done, is of course, where did the stepmother come from? Yada yada yada. But I'll say
I don't even, I
too,
can't do that.
aside from those skeletons, I knew right away, I think probably a lot of people did, that when their stepmother was taking care of their natural mother, that they were at that location where the by the watering hole. That I don't know. Did that click with you when you were watching the first time?
When I watched the first time, I just kind of had a feeling that
Yeah, I just
somebody
felt.
was gonna die.
Oh.
And they said the mother was crazy, and that woman just had a look about her. I was like, I kind of feel what something is going to go down, and it wasn't a surprise to me when the lady got rocked in the head.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying that I knew that they were at the old caves like the whole time.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I got it from the very beginning of the episode that I knew that the stepmother was living there,
I thought it was the
and
cave with the writings on the ceiling, actually. But I
no,
don't know
no, no,
why I would
that's in the
think that
cliff.
because you
That's
have
in
to climb up that
Yeah,
thing.
that's the
I
cliff
just, I don't
wall.
know, it felt like that to me.
No, see, I knew it was the original cave watering hole from the very beginning of the episode, so I kind of figured we were gonna get to learn exactly which bodies were laying. But see, I wasn't sure if it was gonna be like their natural mother or who, but I knew that was gonna come into the end of the episode right from the start, because I recognized that location right away. And now we know. And oh, that's. Yeah, I really did like that, by the way. How the very end of the episode shows Locke and Kate and Jack, and it's supposed to be them from season one. I really love that little touch. I almost kind of wish that was done a little bit more. Obviously, not too much. But. Because then it really brings it home for the general audience who doesn't crazily obsess about everything about Lost. It just shows, because I really think that Lost hits you a lot harder, whether you're a really deeply invested fan or a casual fan of Lost. When you really go back and watch the first season, especially in the early seasons, it really makes these current seasons have much more, carry much more weight, so much more emotional weight. Like when I was rewatching The Candidate earlier today, and when I just saw Jack when he was like kind of crying when he walked out into
Oh,
the
yeah.
ocean, I just kept thinking about all the old seasons and all the crap he's gone through and all the things that they've experienced. And that's what makes like Sun and Jin's death that more even that more poignant is.
They really gave him a moment too. I mean, they gave it because people have died and really like people randomly mourn, but they all did it all at once and it was really
It was
powerful.
huge because I don't know, we kind of touched it. Like all these characters, this is such a significant show. It's so embedded in our culture. Like, there's been few shows that have touched as many people, like in the American viewing audience, like in the last decade. So they're all, in a way, these primary characters from Lost are, in a weird way, kind of part of our family. They've been for like the last 6 years. And because, even people who don't follow the show, everyone recognizes Hurley if he's like a guest on Letterman or something like that. They may not watch Lost, but everyone knows who he is. He's like such like an iconic character just in appearance. And these characters who have been with us for all this time, they're gonna be gone for good. And
That's
what,
gonna be
like I
a
said,
sad day.
what other major programs have gone out like this on a high point, because it seems like so many other shows just fade away, or significant characters, just vanish along the way during a long show's run. It's not like this. We've always had these characters that there's like become a partner of like all our television watching and
I
things.
don't know. We don't have anything. I mean, people keep trying to make something like that. I mean, maybe Jack from 24 or something like that, but not really because he's kind of faded and people are
Yeah, that's the
tired
thing.
of
And see,
it.
that's what separates Lost from all these other shows, too. so few shows leave on such a high point. Most shows like run their course and then have like two or three seasons where everyone just forgets about it and don't even realize when it goes off the air. And that's what typically happens like with most shows. And this is one of those rare exceptions where something like maintains, you know, its like popularity all the way to the end.
I think because this show didn't have anything really, I mean, it was a weird show, you know, granted, but all of the characters was they had characters that anybody could relate to. They had black characters, they had Asian characters, they had Middle Eastern characters, they had everybody in this show. They had a very basic set and premise, a lost in a, on an island. They had a story that will bring you in and suck you in on a weekly basis, and rabid fans. I mean, we would not shut up about, nobody shuts up about Lost.
Yeah,
So
and it's amazing too how many there's been countless clones since Lost first premiered. There's been
countless, I only know the one. Flash
no, there's
forward.
no, that's only when you remember because it's most recent. No, there's been I don't even know them all. No, there's been so many. There's been literally dozens, and they've been on all networks: NBC, CBS, ABC. Going back. Wow, see, your memory has failed you. Because going back to 2004, when Lost premiered, right away, 6 months after, and especially the next season after Lost premiered, all of these a slew of shows came. But you don't
Your
remember
memory
them.
fails you too, because you can't name
No,
one.
I'll tell you why though. Because they all got canceled. Like,
Yeah, you don't remember them. Trying to
no,
get
there
mad.
was so many. No. Because as soon as Lost did it. I can't remember what those shows were called. Like, they had names like 13 Minutes and, you know, The Heist or whatever. I don't remember. But there was all these shows and they all were twists on Lost. Like, just like Flash Forward is. But Flash Forward is only like the 30th show to attempt this. There was a show that came out like a year after Lost where it was like the beginning of the show is like after a bank robbery. And throughout the season,
Oh, I
we're
know which one
gonna
you're talking
Yeah,
about.
we're gonna like focus on each character and learn what they did, and you know we'll get the story, we'll get the pieces of the story, and at the end there'll be like the payoff where we understand, blah blah.
I
And it
wonder
got
why this doesn't work anywhere else.
yeah, and
Why does this formula work for this show at this time? Because, I mean, quite frankly, it's a ridiculous show, but it works.
yeah, and there
And
were.
I'm just trying to figure out why something else, because like you can have like 50 million iterations of The Real Housewives of whatever city you're in, and people are going to watch it because it's different and it works somehow, some
Yes,
way. You're going to have tons of Law and Orders, tons of these type of shows that they work, but they can't remake Lost. And I'm trying to figure out what
I
it is
think
it exactly.
I think the stars just aligned at that moment when Lost was
I
created,
think you're right.
because just like I said, just hello, you know, remember what was it called, Daybreak? Remember that one?
They,
Yeah,
yeah.
and then Journeyman in a way was like also related to these,
Yeah,
because
I'll give
Journeyman
you
was doing
that.
the
I'll
same
give you
kind of thing.
Journeyman.
There was tons. There was the remake of Life on Mars, but
Oh, I'm
there was literally been like three or four, and especially that first year, like back in 2005.
Were they in a jungle?
Which one?
These other
No, no,
show.
no, no,
Were they
no.
just trying to do the Lost feel and they weren't in it?
They were trying
You
to
think the
do.
jungle is it? You think the jungle is the deal?
That's part of it, is what makes Lost unique. That's part of it. But no, all these other shows, they all tried to do. Because I brought this up because you were talking about how they brought in all these different characters with different backgrounds and different backstories. All these new shows try to do the same thing, bring in like a multitude, you know, multifaceted cast. They wanted to do like non-linear storytelling. They wanted to do ongoing, you know, serial type storytelling. They all wanted to do complicated like story arcs, season arcs with, you know, they all tried to take extrapolate all these elements from, they all try, many of them started with like a big like quasi 9/11 type beginning, just like flash
Event,
forward,
yeah.
an event, and then want to like retrace our steps or, you know, try to unravel the mystery. And even other shows who weren't necessarily Lost clones still try to adopt what Lost did. I mean, because Heroes tried to
Dude,
add a
ugh.
little bit of Lostiness into.
Did you hear that rumor about Heroes having like a mini something or another?
I'm sorry, what?
a mini. It's canceled, but they're
I mean, I
trying to
can't.
say.
What is this show? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Heroes.
I don't believe I've ever heard of that show.
Okay.
I.
I'm gonna walk
No,
away
I.
from it.
No, because. I don't know.
Are hilarious.
I got a memo to myself. It said something about heroes in a crack, but I have no recollection of what that is that you're talking about, because
Okay, then
that
we
never
will move
existed.
right along.
Never existed, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you tweet a sigh of relief or something?
Maybe in another world I did,
Ah,
because I have
okay.
no recollection in this world.
Well, you're the lucky one, let me tell you.
Oh man, now I completely ruined the whole flow of what, because this whole spontaneous bit we were going on. I can't believe you forgot all these other shows. I've always thought about this. There's been so many.
Just can't. Like, I don't keep up with those shows. I see them and I'm like,
I don't never watched any of
But
them,
the
but.
thing is that they don't try to do. They're like how all these different phone companies try to beat the iPhone, but they can't quite get it right. And they're trying to do all this
See,
weird
how could
crap.
you forget? Oh, I just thought of some other big ones.
What?
Jericho, come
Are
on.
you kidding me? Jericho was
I
good.
didn't say it was.
Jericho
I
was
didn't
a good
s
run. Jericho was
look, look,
a
look,
good
look,
one.
look. I'm not gonna argue your feelings about Jericho.
You know what?
I'm
Oh,
just
you're gonna go with my feelings on
no,
that.
I'm just saying, I'm not gonna argue with your feelings of Jericho. You're fine. But all those other shows that I just mentioned had their own little niche followers who felt the same way about Journeyman or whatever other
I
show
like
out there.
Journeyman too.
Yeah, okay, fine. And plenty of other people. But the thing is, though, what separated those shows from Lost is that you were part of a niche who liked Jericho, you know, really, you know, because we all heard, you know, all those cries to save Jericho. But the only problem is it didn't have the mass broad audience appeal that Lost had. And
And I'm
that's
trying
the
to figure out
difference.
why. What was it exactly? I don't think people got into the main guy. I don't know if they liked him. He wasn't all American. I don't know what it was with the cast that they didn't really respond to him, but I saw a lot of people that couldn't really relate to this story, Jericho. But I think of the if you want to call it a lost clone, of the lost clones, it was a good one.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I watched Jericho. I was okay with it. Actually,
Journeyman was a more of a time. It was a more of a. It's not Total Recall. What's that one? Science fiction show.
Quantum Leap.
Yeah,
Quantum
Quantum
Leap.
Leap. It was more of a Quantum Leap clone than it had to do with Lost clone.
That's
I couldn't
true,
say.
but the reason why I feel like it's because, well, maybe you could say Lost drew from Journeyman, but you know, because Desmond is our Quantum Leaper.
Okay, well, yeah, but they didn't, yeah, because they didn't start all that crap until later,
But
the
the reason
time
I brought up Dream
jump.
is not because it's more the we have mysteries to solve, like in the series,
I
like
mean, TV shows have been having mysteries since
yes,
Babylon 5. I mean, come
no,
on.
of course they did, and other shows did too, like X-Files, etc. But
Yeah.
Lost is what really kind of changed the whole scene across all television and made it like
And
it all.
people are trying to figure out the formula and they can't.
Yeah, pretty much every show on television, all the dramas and whatnot, have all, even sitcoms, have adopted this because Lost made it like, before Lost, networks were always uncomfortable going this route. Because even Buffy did it too, of course, the other Trailblazer shows. They all did it. But once Lost did it, networks completely changed their whole philosophy. Instead of being nervous about doing these types of, you know, serial type storytelling, it became like the standard, and now it's almost impossible not to find a show.
Who's doing a serial?
Yeah, because every show does, and even the new Doctor Who, it was when it came back in 2005, it was kind of drawing off what Lost and other shows had kind of made the standard. Now it's almost required that there has to be this thing you build up to at the end of a season, and we have to have little clues and hints along the way, and it's almost a bad thing, though, but good or bad, Lost is what really pushed it home and made it almost like the industry standard now, to the
They
point.
can't, but they don't have anything else though. I mean, you're gonna th this like is the well, it's like the end of TV almost. I mean, that's dramatic, but what will you have? I mean, there's other really good shows, but you won't have anything like this.
I don't know, someone's gonna have to come up with the next great idea, and who knows what that could be, because before Lost came around, I'm sure nobody thought that was gonna be the next great idea.
It was a surprise for me. It was.
Yeah, there's gonna have to be something else eventually that comes out that just comes
Well,
out of left
it was this.
field.
Did you see like a premiere for it's a new, like, it's Desperate Housewives, but it's vampires?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and yeah. I mean,
Well, right there, I just got to give that up because that just sounded ridiculous, but.
yeah, because see, if it with the whole slew of vampire stuff, I just completely ignore anything I hear. I'll just wait till 6 months in, and if something, is still around, then maybe I'll start looking into what it is. But I'm just completely ignoring like new shows like with permanence, like because I just don't expect hardly any of these things to hang around, so I just completely dismiss it.
That sucks for Flash Forward, but I don't even know what they're doing anymore. It's just, I don't know what happened to that show.
Don't know. I don't know. It just. I think it's like Jericho. It's like the other ones we mentioned. Another one I liked that I invested a whole season in was Invasion. Did you catch that one?
I liked Invasion.
Yeah, I was
It
okay
was
with
like
it.
three little shows that were on that were kind of the same, and it was like Invasion and Surface and like one
Surface.
other one, and they were all cute, but they all got canceled that first season.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. And that's kind of like how Defying Gravity felt. That's kind of like what happened to Flash Forward. That's how it seems like V has managed to escape. I mean, escape
Oh wow,
cancellation,
I
I mean.
just knew that one was gonna get canceled. I knew it. But it's still around and I'm glad just to see some aliens on TV, but I totally felt it was gonna get the axe. And I think maybe second season it will if it doesn't, pick up, but
Right. And again,
I enjoy it
yeah.
because, me, I love spaceships and aliens, so that's all I
Yeah,
need. But other people, I don't know.
but the new V is definitely something else that is trying to capture that lost magic and
It's not
aesthetic.
doing that.
Right. And
I don't know what's missing, but it's not doing it.
yeah, I don't know. It's pretty rough. I don't know. I don't care, but because I mean that's on the main network side of the television spectrum, but there's still those other good shows out there that are, so I'm okay. I'm okay.
Now that we know the origin stories for Jacob and Man in Black, how do you feel one is evil over the other? Do you have more sympathy for one over the other? How are you feeling about that?
I don't really have any sympathy or any like emotional ties to either one of them, but I will say it seems abundantly clear that one is the good son and one is the bad son, regardless of if you think one is justified or not in his position. I
Well,
think.
how is that?
What
Because,
do you mean, how is that? How is it not that, is my question.
well, that's not their mother. She killed somebody. So, I mean, good son, bad son, doesn't even matter because they were raised by a murderer.
But that's irrelevant too, though.
It is.
It was irrelevant that they were raised by a murderer because what matters is who they are now. And, I mean, because the fact that she was a murderer or not, how does that make Jacob evil? Jacob is good no matter how you slice it. He's trying to do the right thing regardless.
But what is the right thing? Is the right thing keeping Jacob on the island? Is the right thing living under the
Have you
lady's
not been watching season six?
Yeah, I know what he's
I
doing, but
mean.
I'm talking about like we're talking about this particular, not what he's done in the past, because obviously, yes, he is bad. But he is only bad because he wants to leave the island, and that's the only reason he's doing all of this stuff. Why does she make them married to the island? Why are they stuck on there? Why can't he leave? Why
Again,
can't he go home? Why can't he go home?
again, have you not been watching season six? Because this all seems clear to me, and it's because it's what they've been talking about this whole season with the
So if he
whole.
gets out, just him, he doesn't know anything about it. If he gets out, the world ends. I don't understand why. What is so bad about him?
Because it wasn't him in the beginning.
Oh, because he's smoke monster now. But she didn't know that. And then
No, no, no,
she
no, no, no. It wasn't, again, it wasn't him in the beginning. It was it's all about the glowing shininess under the island. And when she put the sacks on their heads and brought them out there and explained to them, that's what it's all about. Okay, and that's where she laid out what the whole point is of the island and the show and the story is this special thing here in the island needs to stay here on the island. If the world out there ever discovers this or, you know, exploits this, we're all doomed. Okay?
Okay, I
And
understand that. And sorry to
yes,
cut you
that's the
off,
beginning. But
but she's a crazy person. Why do we even care about this light? She's a crazy person. How can we trust what she's saying to be true and accurate? How, because she's being vague about what it is. Does she know exactly what it is? Is it alien in origin? Which I know I'm overthinking it, but how can I, everything that comes out of her mouth, really, I can't listen to it because she killed a person. And if you're supposed to be protecting humans, why did you kill one?
Because that's what you had to do. Because
Well, then what's to say she, oh, well, I need, and then she killed all these other people. Oh, because I need to protect the island. That doesn't make
now,
any sense to me. How is that good?
okay, that's not good, you know, but that's like the same thing with Widmore, okay? Because Widmore seems to be on the side of the island, so to speak, but he's willing to do whatever he needs to do. Kill
And how do you
whoever he needs to
separate? How do you
kill.
separate that good from evil?
Well,
If we're gonna,
because
well, there may
no,
be
because
Jingo good versus evil.
no, because Widmore is a great character and so is their stepmother, but Jacob is a good character and so is Jack, and Man in Black is an evil character. It's that's simple. There's
I
black
mean,
and
do you
there's
even
gray and
see the
there's
point of
white.
what I'm trying to say and why I don't kind of get that?
No, because it, well, I don't you're because it but. I don't get it in that it seems perfectly clear to me, like that Jacob is good and Man in Black is bad and
So
their mother
I
is
thought
gray.
the just killing of people, period, for no reason, that just makes you a bad person, period.
No,
So,
no,
but
no,
if you
no, no,
kill in the
no, no,
name
no.
of God, or if you kill in the name of your whatever, then you know, oh, that's quite all right, and you
No.
are not a crazy
Again,
person, and she.
I'm not excusing anybody or their actions. I'm just saying that puts them into a different category. And that's what gray means. It's because they're doing it for the right intentions, even though it is an evil or bad act.
Well, the evil person think that they're doing it for the right intention. So, I mean, how can you just declare that a man in black is evil
Because
when he has this?
again, we've already established the bad and horror that will happen if Man in Black gets off the island. And before Man in Black existed, it was if the secret of the island gets discovered. That is the doom and gloom. She was crazy for multiple reasons, their stepmother. And because she knew deep down that what I just said is true. It needs to be protected and it can't get off the island. And it made her crazy. That made her crazy that she had to protect that and that she was basically the sole protector of that. But also the fact that I think the reason she killed their mother is because she had that whole island infertility thing going on. And I guess she kind of felt that she knew she couldn't do it alone forever. She needed some type of heir. She had no way of making her own natural heir. So she saw a pregnant woman and thought, oh my gosh, this is my opportunity to continue to protect the island. If I can adopt these unborn children, they can carry on this legacy. Because to her, it's more important. And yes, it's selfish because she wants to have offspring, but it's also selfish. I mean, but it's also not selfish because, again, her overall care is to protect the island because she understands, for whatever reason, because obviously we don't know her backstory, for whatever she understands the importance and significance of the island. And so she's a little bit crazy. Yeah, she's infertile, but she sees this opportunity. She thinks, oh my God, if I don't take this opportunity, this could all be bad. So in her mind, she needs to murder. And again, I'm not saying that
The
makes her.
needs of the many outweigh the needs of the
Yes. Yeah,
few. Is
absolutely.
that what we're
Yeah,
doing?
absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's
Okay.
part of what, you know, fuels her like dementia and craziness. But she has all those good intentions in mind, and that's what it's all about. And unfortunately, she doesn't want Man in Black to be able to get off the island because he doesn't care. He doesn't give a crap about all this island mumbo jumbo. He's not convinced at all.
Well, I'm not either, and I don't see how if he see really all he wants to do is just, I guess, go to his
Wait,
quote
because
unquote home. Wait, he just wants to go to his quote unquote home and live life with his family, that his real quote unquote family before, you know, the lady killed his mom, so he maybe won't find his dad or whatever. Of course, he's not going to find him at this point, but I don't understand what is it about him pre-Smoke Monster that makes him so bad that he can't get out.
it's not that he's bad. No, that's not why he couldn't. It's because he didn't care about the island, and his mother was concerned that anything like that could be like a breach and could let this get out, let the knowledge of the island and other things get out. And it's just like when you're trying to keep a huge, massive secret and you just can't let someone get out of your purview, out of your jurisdiction, meaning off the island.
Well,
So
she could have just
you'd
told
have to.
Jacob and left it at that.
No, she couldn't tell Jacob because I mean, she couldn't tell Jacob only because she didn't know. She thought she was going to have both children on her side, and so she told him she didn't know ahead of time that Man in Black was going to go rogue and everything like that. She was hoping in her heart of hearts that both of them would stay united and work for the same goal together, is what her hope was. But so she couldn't
I
do
guess I'm
that.
trying to throw too much
But
logic on
when,
it
no, but the logic is sound as far as the story is concerned, the way it's presented. Because see, Man in Black, his fault was that he never cared or saw the significance of the island itself, and just wanted to get away. And he represents a certain side of man in general, humanity. He represents a certain side of man who just cares about themselves and their own wants, and
Well,
puts
she
their
didn't do
own.
a very good job of presenting the thing.
It's true, and we've already gone
And then
over she's
it's just
flawed.
the way she started out, and he's like, "Oh, you need to protect you." And then you go with the mystic, secretive way of describing it, and you're not giving people all of the information. People that can think for
But that
themselves
wasn't
don't want to put up with that
that
crap.
was intentional though, because in the confines of the story, that was intentional, because this episode is a microcosm of the entire run of Lost. This show encapsulates what the struggle has been all the way through, because this has been ongoing. There's been
That
the
is
people
it.
who take on Man in Black's that side of humanity who just like, no, I just care about me. I want to get off the island. I don't give a crap about this. It's me. And you get the other side, which is Jacob, which is there's something special here. There's something important. My old life, my worldly life doesn't really matter because that those types of things are more insignificant. This is what matters. It's a greater cause. It's putting yourself, giving your life and everything about your life to a higher cause. You see, it goes into so many things, which is what Lost has been about the whole way through, about the mythology of giving
Yeah, but it's
yourself.
been based on a whole bunch of lies and
But
deceit and stuff like
see,
that. And I think if people had
yes.
been more straightforward, then maybe they wouldn't have this big ass
You know what?
struggle.
You
I
know
mean,
what?
it's
You know
just
what?
ridiculous.
This is it. We've just answered the question from
I
earlier.
understand
No,
that.
we've just answered the question from earlier in our discussion. What
Oh.
separates Lost from all those other shows that have come and gone? And this is what it is, because anyone who studies literature is probably like me, very tired of being aware of this. That all the stories and movies and television shows that are epics in Western culture are all based on great myths and legends. All of them are. All the most memorable stories, like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and Harry Potter, and all of them are all based on ancient myths in like Western culture. And that's what separates Lost, because Lost is a modern day secular story, meaning none of these characters are overtly religious. It doesn't play into the story or the plot in any particular way. It's a secular story, which is good for our times, our day and age, but it draws upon what religion is all about in general, regardless of what religion it is you're talking about. Because religion is all about faith. faith and giving yourself up to a higher understanding that you understand, but other people may not understand. And that's always like the constant struggle in humankind in general, because there's the people who have that mindset of Jacob and always feel like there's a higher cause, whatever culture you're from. And there's always people like Man in Black who are like, no, I don't care about higher meanings or higher causes. I just care about the here and now and where I eat and sleep right now. I don't think that's
what he cared about, though. He just wanted to learn the truth, and he didn't believe them. Yes, I don't think it was selfish.
Yes. But see, that
and
is...
But it was original deceit gave him that mindset. Don't you understand that
everything you're saying is out of the Bible, and it's all biblical stories, and that other religions besides Christianity have their own...
I'm just trying to make it... I'm feeling sorry for him.
You said he just wants to know the truth, but that's the point, because many religions, including Christianity, talk about that you concentrate too much on that stuff, and that's the devil in disguise. And I don't mean that as a literal devil. I mean as a metaphorical devil.
It's crazy talk.
But that is... Which is crazy talk? Which part?
You're not supposed to worry about the details. You're supposed to work on faith. That's ridiculous for... truth and if it outside of religion,
because real,
it's ridiculous.
Because real people don't live in either extreme. Real people don't live fully, you know, the Jacob extreme or the Man in Black extreme. Real people fall somewhere in between.
And real people are the people on the island who go through their whole drama and their
or
saga.
Or just people in the world. I'm just meaning people. Right. In the world,
I mean, because it's a microcosm.
Yeah. But see, I'm saying, though, because you said, well, it's just he just wants to know the truth. I understand that's all he wants to know. But that's the point of the story, like with Adam and Eve and the apple, is, you know, that's what the tree of knowledge is, the truth, okay? And the point is, what the Adam and Eve story is trying to tell and what they're trying to say here with Lost is that you can't get too zealous. That's what the parable is trying to tell you. It's not saying that you can't ever know the truth. It's just trying to say you don't need to be too overzealous about things that may not be as important as you think they are. That's like the moral of the story, the underlying moral of the story. So he doesn't get that. And it's not that he wants to know the truth. It's that he's more selfish is his sin, because he cares about his own interests. His particular interest happens to be he wants to know that. But he's willing to put that in front of everything else. And his stepmother was trying to tell him that you need to put aside your own personal desires and look at the bigger picture, but he refuses
to. But only another selfish person would tell you that, because she has her own selfish reasons, which is the island. And is that selfish? Because is that really something that you really need to do?
I was going
to
address that too.
Okay.
Because I have the answer for that. But
Good. Look at you.
We've already discussed it before. You just haven't put it together. But
I'm slow, people.
No. Because yes, I already explained how she was selfish and how she just tried.
Right.
You know,
right.
The ends justified the means, and yes, she's pretty sloppy about what she's doing. But to the point, is she right? Does the island need to be kept under wraps? I've said this before on this podcast,
on this episode, or on the.
No. In previous episodes, in general.
Previous
sci-fi party lines, I've said this. The Flash sideways, this is why it is significant. Because, as I said before, and this hasn't been 100% confirmed yet, but I've just been under this assumption the entire season. The Flash sideways is the world where Man in Black gets off the island. It is the world where they have failed to have him contained. Okay, there's a chance I could be wrong about this. And if they don't tie this up by the season finale, just
you'll eat
take
crow.
This podcast and... No, I won't. I'll just, like, burn this podcast.
Oh, my God.
This particular episode. But that is the world where Man in Black gets off the island. And as far as the worldwide implications, we don't know. But all the characters in The Flash Sideways, all our main characters, are all realizing that this world is wrong. The world that they live in is wrong. And it's not right. And it needs to be put right. And everything's wrong because he's out. And that's by tidying up, I mean, I expect that we're going to see the real implications that we have not yet seen. I'm expecting them to show us the real implications of Man in Black being off the island. They have to, because this is what they've already established in their story. Because unless you're going to argue that the island being submerged somehow contains Man in Black, which I'm not necessarily convinced that is the case. That's the only way you could explain it away, is if you could say that because it's submerged, he is kept at bay. But I always felt that he is off the island in that world, and we'll see why that is all wrong and why that is not the way it needs to be, and why it needs to be the way it is with our Losties fighting the battle that they're fighting between Widmore and Man in Black and trying to keep him on the island. It is essential, because if he gets off, what they've told us so far is that's basically opening Pandora's box, and it's basically going to be the end of the world. And there's other ways that that's been told in other stories. Like, what does that mean? Like, what does the shining light represent? I don't know what it literally represents in terms of story.
I was scared when I saw that light, because I thought it was an alien vessel, and I was going to be upset. I was going to be really upset.
I really hope it's not that. But I really hope it stays basically unknown as far as specifically what it is.
Yeah,
but
I'd be happy with that.
But what it really represents, though, and again, what biblical... Okay, again, this is turning into the philosophy party line, but this is why, because you were saying earlier, what does it matter? He just wants to know the truth. Because let me tell you why verses like this were written in the Bible and in other religious texts, in other religions, because the fear is always knowing too much and what man does with too much knowledge. And the best way to embody that is the way it was shown out in Watchmen, and the way and what Watchmen was trying to show, what the moral of that story was, because it was the same thing about man knowing too much. And that was Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen. And what did Dr. Manhattan represent? He represented the A-bomb. And the A-bomb is the real-world representation of what the Bible was trying to say is wrong about too much knowledge, because that's what the atomic bomb represents as a technology. Man got so smart that he could blow up so much so easily that we were on the brink of destroying our own world by having that technology.
So don't teach them nothing. Keep them stupid.
No.
Or how about teach them
the right thing
and all of the things?
No.
Maybe they won't blow up that.
But the problem. No. But talking about no. It's not about keeping people ignorant or letting other people. It's about something this incredibly.
But who are the keepers of that? You know,
That's the never-ending argument, of course. That's the never-ending debate. Who are the keepers? But the point is, there has to be some type of keepers. There has to be some type of restraint, some type of safety mechanism put in place. Because if something like, for instance, atomic technology just gets out there, we're all screwed. And see, that's what these type of even though atomic weapons did not exist in biblical times, this is what the scholars and writers had in their mind when they put those types of things in the Bible and other. They just knew that if you have too much at your disposal, man is fallible, and it only leads to like further doom and destruction. And it applies. The atomic bomb in the 20th century is the greatest example of that, and how.
Yeah, but look at how we went so far as to like clean that up, get more education about why it's bad, you know.
But in the meantime, before we got that, we had people and governments in place to keep it at bay, and that's the same thing.
I'm saying you just can't keep all that knowledge bottled up. It's gonna get up. It's gonna get out. The Man in Black is gonna get out.
But
it's
you have to do your best to regulate it in the meantime. Just because you know or assume it's gonna get out at some point doesn't mean you just throw your hands up and go have at it. You still try to fight the good fight as long as you can.
Oh my God. This has been a long time coming, but you just proved yourself wrong on our flash forward episode. This is the argument that we were having, and that's exactly what I told you about Penny and them and trying to, you know, I mean, not Penny, but her name is
No, no, no,
Penny.
no.
No,
No, no, no.
I'm right. Let me have my moment. You can go back and listen to it if you want
No,
to.
because I'll destroy your moment. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. Continue.
No, because you
No,
said no,
continue.
just give in to it and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, they need to fight and give the good fight and blah, blah,
No,
blah.
because no, let me tell you why your argument is completely fallible if you want to bring up Flash
Aw,
Forward. Because now you're going to tell me that somehow Penny
Yeah, you're doing it too. What is her name?
Penny
Just
and
let's go with Penny.
Yeah, well, Penny and Shakespeare in Love, you're tell now you're equating their relationship to world peace and harmony. And see, you're
Oh, now
like,
you're just trying to belittle
no,
the
no,
argument.
because
I'm not
no,
talking
you want
about the
no, you
argument.
want.
I'm talking about not their love, just people trying to fight the good fight to keep the bad crap from happening in their flash from their flash forwards, and they have to fight the good fight, even though they know it's gonna happen, it might not happen, blah blah blah, fate, blah.
Yeah,
You
but
said no, let's just throw your hands up and let it happen. I said
I
the good
said
fight.
that about them, about Penny and Shakespeare. I said that about them. Like,
You
you
said
know,
if you were in that situation, you just throw up your hands and let it go.
yes, because it wouldn't be worth it, because that, because again, for it to be worth it has to be like, you're gonna have to say that it's like the equivalent of world peace and harmony. But to me, it's not. Therefore, that is not the good
But we don't
fight.
know if the island and that light represents peace and harmony. It could be some
It
mass
doesn't represent
confusion of.
peace and harmony. That's not what it represents. It represent No, it is the atomic bomb. It is the knowledge that needs to be kept in the bottle. It's the knowledge that has to be controlled. That's what it is. That's what the thing on the island, that's what they're trying to protect. And Man in Black is the embodiment of
He
the
doesn't
genie
care
getting out of
about
the
that knowledge.
bottle.
I think that knowledge would have been perfectly protected if they just would have let him go. I think if they just let him go and let him be about his business, he wouldn't have thought one m minute about that damn light because he would have been off doing his thing and he wouldn't have been the smoke monster. But containing him there, keeping him
No, no,
there,
no. See,
pissing him off. No, pissing him.
you've forgotten another detail.
What did I forget?
Because, see, there was no way to get off the island, but
According to Crazy Lady.
no, but yes, I know that, but we already know that there's no way because we've seen it for the last 6 years. This all been they've already established this. He cannot
I'm
get off
just
the
trying to
island.
figure out why I have such a
But I
different perspective on this than you.
Because you're
I
like, I
see where
think
you're coming
you're
from,
skipping
but.
details though, because he can't get off the island. He explains, because she tells him he cannot get off the island, and
But that,
she,
yeah,
but
but.
wait, but wait, but wait, it's all been explained. He cannot get off the island. Why can't he not get off the island? Because we've already seen for 6 years that you can't just get off the island. Nobody can. But he says in
They
this
got
ep
on a boat and just got off the island, or they got in a submarine and they were going back and forth to the island. There's ways.
But yes, there are ways. But do you recall
Well,
those
see, then
ways?
that
But do
just.
no, but wait, do you but see, those are special ways. Do you recall, you know, there's an explanation to how those ways work. Like, there's only one way to get off if you're in a ship or a helicopter. There's only one way to get off if you're in a submarine. There's only one particular way you can do it, and you have to have that knowledge if to do it. You can't just get in any submarine and get off the island. You have to get in a submarine and do it a certain way. You can't get in any ship. You have to get in a ship and do it a certain way. You can't just get in a helicopter or an airplane. You have to do it in a certain way, as if you might recall. So any ordinary person wouldn't be able to do it, even if they had a submarine or an airplane or a helicopter or a boat. It's you can't get off the island. And
Okay.
as far as his stepmother was concerned, you can't, because she didn't know anything about how they figure out a way in the future. So if for all intents and purposes, you can't get off. And she tells him that, and he's like, bullshit. And he's like, and he even, I don't know, okay, now this part I'm not sure if he says it or not, but he may have said that they tried and failed. But that's important. I mean, that's not important either way, because what is important is that he says that he discovered his own way to get off the island. And she's like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "If I use this thing that's under the island, this will get me off." And
And
she
that's the only reason he thought about that thing, though, because he couldn't leave. And I think if he had been able to leave,
But he
and
couldn't leave though. That's
I'm
the
just saying, if
problem
he
though.
had been able to leave in some majestic way, if because it, if he had not even known that he couldn't leave, and he just tried to leave, and then he actually figured it out on his own that he couldn't leave, I think he wouldn't have had so much anger. But when somebody tells you you can't leave, and you're like, you can't tell me what I, you know, can't do.
Yeah, I
I do what
understand.
I want. I do what I want to do. I think they manipulated him into being this way. And if they had treated, she said he was special. So she should have treated him in a different and special way and dealt with him on a different level. And she wouldn't have these problems with these kids.
Yes, but we all realize that, though. We realize that there was, that she had flaws in her
some
parenting.
Mismanagement. Again, that's all I care about.
Again, time out. That's all I care about. This is all, see, now you're making this episode go from what I thought before was maybe a 4-star episode to like a 5-star episode. Because again, this is all a microcosm of the whole story. Because she was a flawed parent who didn't make all the right decisions, just as Jack was. Just as Christian was, just as Kate's parents, just as Sawyer's parents, just as Locke's parents. See,
but when you have something that important to pass on to kids, you need to have your shit tight because your kids need to be able to believe in you in order to figure out and listen to you and take value in what you're saying.
I'm glad you got the moral. Glad you got that moral of the story, but the point is, and this is why it is.
I mean, it's a fantasy. It is a fantasy. It's not reality at all.
But it is based on real life. It is a fantasy based on real life, just like everything else, just like every mythology, just like every fable. Because in the real world, this is what real people do all the time, including you and me. I should have done it this way. This would have been the right way to do things. But for your own personal. Everyone has their own personal selfish reasons, no matter who they are, no matter what they're doing. You still made certain decisions in your own life, and I did in mine, and everyone else has in theirs. And you still pay the consequences at some point down the road. You know, some people bigger consequences than others, depending on what the situation is. But we all relate to it. And that's what makes this all part of this mythology. And that's what makes certain things connect with people and makes them memorable indefinitely in time and separates it from other things that don't really connect because they don't. Because
you say it digs deeper. It doesn't preach at you. It doesn't, I guess, it's not shallow. You know, it's not too shallow or too whimsical.
Yes, because because I've mapped it all out right now, explaining, you know, this and that with parenting and truth and knowledge and secrets. But see, the casual viewer is not going to go there. It's more, it works on a subconscious level with the public at large. That's how myths work. Like, people don't necessarily realize all this stuff about Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker and the father and the son and giving up his life and like Jesus did for a greater. People don't think about that consciously in their mind about religion. It just works on a subconscious level in human beings. And it happened right from the start. And that's why we remember the most memorable tales in Western civilization, which are Homer's Iliad and Beowulf, because those stories are epics that speak to all humans. You know, all you got to do is translate the language, but it's universal in understanding by all humans, regardless of your background. It just hits you, even if you've never heard about religion, even if you've never heard about these other things. It's just something like in a person's DNA.
That's what's wrong with Flash Forward. It goes on the relationship level, but the flashes and the blackouts and stuff, that's just fear mongering, and people don't really respond to that because it's not reaching deep enough.
It's why Star Wars is the most memorable sci-fi fantasy of its kind, despite the
trappings of it being in science fiction.
The many clones that tried to like recapture the Star Wars magic but failed because they didn't have that type of emotional connection, that mythic quality. Like I said about the father and the son and being separated from the family and, you know, the hero's quest. Same thing for Frodo, same thing for Harry. That's what makes Harry Potter the story such a much larger thing than other children's books out there. And the same thing with the original texts of the Chronicles of Narnia. It's all these things are tied in that type of way. That's what makes all the difference in the world. Because again, it works on a subconscious level in anybody's mind who's watching it. Whether they understand, whether they learned all these things in college or not, it just works. It just works because even though people don't consciously think about their own flaws, they still connect with it whether they realize it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
So, is everybody lost yet?
Yeah,
I think we managed to cover just about life, the universe, and everything in this discussion.
was this 42 minutes? I don't know.
My goodness. I think that's about as much as we could possibly say about Lost at this point until the show is actually finally done. So that's gonna about do it for this conversation.
Yeah.
I know we were gone for a while, but now you've seen there's all kinds of sci-fi party line hitting the feed now. And as always, if you heard something you liked in this episode, or if you heard something you didn't like, or if you just like to keep us company, please give us some feedback. There's a show notes page. You can leave feedback there. iTunes is an awesome way because it helps us, but it's also even more seen, and it helps other people decide if they want to listen to our show or not. And also, you can give us audio feedback. You can either email in your own audio feedback, or you can call us on the voicemail line at 773-336-2686. And anything you'd like to share with us, we'll tack on to the end of a future episode and get it out there on our feed as well. So please don't be shy.
And you can go and visit our site at scifipartyline.com. You can visit us on Twitter at scifipartyline. And that's just it for this show. And we'll see you at the party next time. Bye.
Wake up in the morning and
we cry.
Pull the shrapnel out my red leg, feels like my guts are all slashed. Wipe with the leaf, decide if I want Sawyer or Jack. Anything can happen, cause J.J. Abrams is on crack. I'm talking polar bears on an island, Mary full of heroin. Charlie says the boat ain't pens. Now Claire is a mother, better watch out for the others.
I'll see you in another life, brother, 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 brother.
Get lost, plain exhaust, on a beer, now let's get sauced. Don't lock, those who work, parallel dies, paralyzed. Michael, stop, don't clog your clock.
You are such a cock block, you know.
Ain't got a signal on the island, but Kate is a whore.
That driftwood looks Asian. Oh shit, gin washed up on shore.
How come the dude with the eyeliner is always the same age?
Can we rewatch the part where Kate and Sawyer bang in the cage?
I'm talking about everybody getting shot. Oh my god, Desmond's hot.
Is his name Steve or Scott?
That dinner for tonight needs gotten. Curly is such a glutton.
I wish Des would press my button, button. Des would press my button.
Get lost, plain exhaust, I'm a fear, now let's get soft.
We're made of sticks,
with more to dick.
I'm one of the oceanic six.
Sawyer has a long con.
Bernard and Rose got they swirl on.
Like, oh. Get lost, plain exhaust, I'm a fear, now let's get soft. That F-15,
dark mouth cuisine.
Oh, what do the numbers mean?
Jack looks weird with a beard.
Faraday just disappeared again.
Whoa, 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 oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Back down to Earth, we've come to six. How can this be the last season? It's almost gone, and to go on, I must find another reason. So many questions unanswered. Oh, lost, we hardly knew ye. There isn't time to solve it all unless they make a movie. Now the baby won't come till sun fucks Jen.
Get lost, plain exhaust, arm of fear, now let's get soft.
And have some fun,
it's almost done.
Hope this season's a good one.
Let's get manic, but don't panic. No such thing as oceanic.
Whoa, 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 oh, oh, oceanic.
Get lost, free of cost. Ben's a bitch when he gets crossed.
Turn a wheel to save the world.
All of this new shit unfurled.
Juliet's in the pit.
Will that bonnet blow when she hits it?
Oh, come on, you son of a bitch.
going to be gone for good now when the show's over. Whether they survive or not, they're going to be gone for good. And